Senator John McCain won't make his formal announcement that he's running for president until next month, but he is already campaigning hard in the early primary states, including the one that cost him the Republican nomination in 2000. NPR's Mara Liasson spent the weekend traveling with the senator in South Carolina, and she has this report.
7 years ago this month, John McCain beat George Bush by 18 points in New Hampshire, only to lose the nomination to Bush in South Carolina. Now McCain is back and working hard to appeal to the social conservatives who rejected him in 2000. On Sunday, he was in Spartanburg, being introduced by former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, a hero to many conservatives.
I feel very strongly about the social issues. I know this is an individual who will stand for conservative values, who has been pro-life for 21 years. He is the only candidate in the race that is a true blue Reagan conservative, and that's why I'm for him.
After the introduction, McCain tells the crowd that he wants to overturn Roe v. Wade, a more emphatic statement of his anti-abortion view than in 2000. He also promises to appoint conservative judges and veto any bill that has pork barrel projects. At the same time, he's blunt about his break with conservative orthodoxy on global warming and immigration. But the main topic here and at every stop is the war in Iraq and McCain's support for President Bush's troop surge.
I can't guarantee success, though, but I can guarantee the consequences of failure. Chaos, genocide in the region, and a situation where America would probably have to come back.
South Carolina is second to none in its support for the military, and here McCain's position on the war is not challenged. The questions point in a different direction.
My nephew, Jay Patz, right here from Spartanburg, South Carolina, just left 12 hours ago. He's in the Marines. His mom, his dad are really taking it hard. And we're just really, really concerned that John Murtha, that Nancy Pelosi, all the Democrats that took over are going to cut funds. It's like saying, we don't care. We don't care that you're over there fighting and dying. They can't even get paid. I mean, give me a break.
What you saw on the floor of the United States Senate was a publicity stunt on the part of the Democrat majority. But it was also a precursor to an effort to have some kind of irresponsible idea that we could somehow impose benchmarks on troops as to whether they can be deployed or not and what funding and what readiness.
McCain's referring to a plan by House Member John Murtha to require a high level of training and readiness for troops assigned to Iraq, a plan Murtha hopes will make higher troop levels there impossible. McCain knows his political future is lashed to the president's policy, for better or worse. He knows this could be a problem for him in a general election. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who's McCain's oldest ally in the state, says it's helping him with Republican primary voters.
What rubbed people the wrong way is that at times John is seen from straying from the party line. But the fact that he's leading on this war at a time when we need leadership, that he's standing by the president when very few Republicans are, is scoring great points with the Republicans in South Carolina. So the war transcends all other issues.
At the Sugar and Spice Diner, hundreds of Republicans pack themselves in to see McCain.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all for you, all the way.
This year, McCain is trying to convince voters that he is President Bush's logical successor. Mike Piglar did not vote for McCain in 2000.
I was a George Bush supporter, and still am. I think that John McCain is probably the closest to George Bush of options that we have.
Justin Brackett is a student at Furman University, but he says he's old enough to remember how nasty the primary got in 2000.
I remember it, and I've got to say what happened to Senator McCain then was a shame, and I wish he was president today, actually. I think that the way his reputation was tarnished in such a way was just unbelievably ridiculous. For a political campaign to get that ugly.
Brackett remembers attacks such as leaflets saying McCain had a black child. In fact, McCain does have an adopted daughter from Bangladesh. This year, however, McCain has inherited the old Bush organization in South Carolina, and while he has not changed his stand for stem cell research or against a federal anti-gay marriage amendment, he has changed his approach to social conservatives themselves. In Spartanburg, he made a brief appearance at a church-sponsored abstinence-only rally. After a warm-up act of Christian rap music, he was introduced to 1,500 evangelical teenagers and their parents.
He believes in young people, and we're honored to have him address this call for abstinence tonight. So, Senator, we welcome you to Spartanburg, South Carolina.
But McCain will have plenty of company courting social conservatives. Mitt Romney is one rival working that vein in South Carolina, and soon there will be more, says Winthrop University political scientist Scott Huffman.
There's some real social conservatives getting in the race, Brownback, Duncan Hunter, and conservatives are going to see a wide variety of people that they could spread their votes out among, and the anti-McCain folks will probably, and this is what McCain's hoping, divvy up their votes among the other social conservatives.
And if they do, McCain could find the 40% of the vote he got here in 2000 will be more than enough to lead the pack in 2008. Mara Liasson, NPR News.